And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is The Rippers. Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track called Stop to Drive Me Mad from The Rippers' brand new album, which is out right now. You can find out more about The Rippers, Tony, by going to their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/The Rippers.
facebook.com/The Rippers666. Paulie B in set one, Tony Neil. We will be playing more from this brilliant new album as soon as we can, actually. Might even play one next week, Tony. I might do one of my occasional controversies and okay. Play a band 2 weeks in a row. Who knows?
Okay,
and hello to the lead singer and harmonica player, Paolo. The Rippers all the way, as I say, from Sardinia, from Cagliari, in fact. Little slice of garage punk rock par excellence, Tony.
Excellent.
Yeah, they are brilliant. They're brilliant live as well. Had the pleasure of seeing them live a few years back. Tony, this is the point in the show when I like to do what some additional material and either a joke or a poem. If you have a poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Poetry Corner. If you have a joke, do the same thing, but title the email Comedy Suburbs. That's what Bren James did, Tony.
Okay.
Now, I'm calling him Bren James. As you'll see now, this is from Bren. This is a rather smart-ass email that he sent me. Bren James, or as you say, Bwen James. That's a new one for me. Ha-ha, Bren, you spelled that wrong. love your accent, Paulie. Not really an accent you're describing there, Bren. More of a speech impediment. But I found a way around it. From now on, I'm going to call you Ben. So this from Ben James.
Right.
He says, I have been learning Swedish and have found many mind-altering pronunciations and new sounds that I didn't know I could make, but here is the joke. In Swedish, you say hey as hello and hey do for goodbye. So you say hey do and they say goodbye. Cha-cha-cha. Keep in mind that some of your younger listeners may not get the joke. Google hello goodbye video. Swedish spellings are English phonetic. Hey is hey and hey do is a do. Yes, I thought this up myself. but maybe I'm not the only one. Well, Ben, you've disappeared up your own arse there, haven't you? Right. If you have a genuine joke for us, please do email poorlybeatpunkyradio.com, tiny email, comedy suburbs, and feel free to add, I don't mind how you say my name.
There you go.
There you go. Anyway, thanks very much, Bren. You're going to play another track now, Tone. The track itself hasn't been requested, but this was spoken about last week, I think. A band called the Franklies, Tony.
Hmm.
Who rather neatly are half Swedish, half English.
Right.
As in, there's two Swedish girls in it and two English girls in it. They're now settled in London, I discover, through a little bit of research via their website, Tony, which is...
TheFranklies.com?
It is, TheFranklies.com. It's Tony 1, Poorly Beat and Internet 1, and this is, again, the rather marvellous Bad News. Listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Franklies' Bad News, and I did say it had been requested, but not who by. It was, of course, Ash in the Duke's Arms, Tony.
Oh, hello, Duke's Arms.
Indeed. So we do seem to be pleasing that man, I think, rather too much.
Yes.
The worm may turn next week. Okay. Who knows? Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Well, in that case then, do you know, I was about to crack on then and I thought, no, hold on a minute, there's something else we do here. In that case then, it's time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that tone.
No.
Frankie Boyle. You go for it.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, which is facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page and leave us a comment. Do get in touch. Very easy way to get in touch with us. So we're two. I've got a few stacked up, so we're going to do two this week. I've already got some for next week. I'm very happy about that.
Well, we do like a stack, don't we?
I do like to stack. So, Anne Kay's been in touch.
Anne.
She says, God help me, I've just downloaded all 14 volumes of the Manchester Punk Festival. That should keep me busy for a while.
Good lord.
Well done, Anne Kay. Yes, it will. 14 volumes.
That's it, is it?
That's all she says.
That's it. Well, I don't imagine she had time to talk after that. We have some more Manchester news next week. Those Manchester Punk Festival compilations are really good. And there's a lot of them. As she just said, I think there's 14. Mm. I didn't realize there was that many. I don't think we got it from the first one, did we? But no. Each time they bring one out, we do feature some of the tracks off it.
There you go. I think they're probably still available to have a TNS or manchesterpunkfestival.co.uk.
Yeah, manchesterpunkfestival.co.uk is probably the best way to get them quickly.
Mm.
Yes.
Check out.
And I hope you're well, Anne.
Yes, hello,
my favourite girl from the Carolinas.
Exactly. And talking about favourite listeners, Graham Holland's been in touch.
Ah, Graham!
Yeah! That's like a best of this week.
Oh, yeah. It's a listener best of. I'm not sure about that Ben James character. Of course not.
So Graham says, so I've eventually managed to get up to date after catching up with the backlog of Punky Radios built up over far too many months. I've listened to The Darts, Grand Royale, local bands Orange Sun, Bolshe, and so much more fantastic music. In between, I've heard tales of French elections, snap elections, more tiling, tourniquets, a Grey's Knee, the Duke's Arms, hello Duke's Arms, and the Lilacs, hello the Lilacs, and much more. Thanks to Paul, Louis, and Tony for keeping me company on the running machine now that I'm back at the gym, and I promise to try to keep up to date. A poog.
Our Graham finds new ways to listen to us.
He does, doesn't he?
I think he considers us to be a major distraction.
It's an hour you can fit in each week, I find. Why
do
not? Yet? Yeah.
Was last week's show 64 minutes?
I think it was 62, but if not, 62. You might be right. It was something like that.
Yeah, it was right. Yeah, it was a little bit over an hour because goths find it hard to get to the point.
Exactly. I also thought, you know, because I left all the songs in, I thought it'd be longer, but no, 62, 64 minutes. I can live with that.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
We didn't have any adverse reactions to it publicly.
Well, Fireboy's not been in touch yet. No.
In itself a blessing.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, if you would like a full tranche of God, I will be talking about the CD box set that we played all the tracks from last week a little bit later on in the show.
Okay. Right. That's what I have for Facebook.
In that case, that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle. Let's play two songs in a row, Tone.
Okay.
Stay tuned for a band called The Jackets, who have a new single out on Voodoo Rhythm Records that we'll be talking about at some length after you've heard it. But first up, an artist from Leeds, Tony, called Danny Cleaver that we've never played before.
Right, okay.
But I'm about to rectify that right now. Thanks very much for getting in touch, and Mr. Cleaver. And indeed, any of you, if you're a band and you listen to the show and you would like to be played by us, if you've got something suitably fast, to be honest, send it through, and if we can play it, we will. Tony, what is Danny Cleaver's Bandcamp page?
DannyCleaver.bandcamp.com.
No. grievousangles.bandcamp.com. GRIEVOUSANGLES. Wow. Grievousangles.bandcamp.com. I have a feeling Grievous Angles might have been a prior incarnation from Danny Cleaver.
Right.
Anyway, it doesn't mean it's probably been Internet 2. Tony One. And Tony.
Yeah.
You're gross.
Sandwich.
Listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Jackets and a track called Be Myself. The Jackets, Tony, all the way from Bern.
Right.
In Switzerland. But what is their website?
The Jackets.ch?
It is indeed. TheJackets.ch. TheJackets.ch. Well done, Tony. Good shout. That's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 2. That's a new single that's out, available on vinyl as a 7-inch via Voodoo Rhythm Records. And hello to the Reverend Beatman, and well done for keeping doing such a great job. He just seemed to have increasingly more and more Swiss and Austrian bands on the label, which makes perfect sense. And I love them all.
Good.
Tony, I love them all.
Excellent. What's not to love?
Did you do anything last week?
We had another alcohol practice, which is now fortnightly. It's going well. It's definitely coming together. We actually played the set through, and everything was fine. If we gigged like that, we'd all be quite happy with it. So yeah, pretty happy where we are with it. Finally managed to set up all the Facebook nonsense for it. So got a Facebook page now and an event page for the gig. So slowly but surely getting there.
So, well, would you like to read that out, Tony?
Yeah, it's facebook.com/alcoholband.
Very good. You do seem to get away with it with alcohol, don't you? You keep things simple.
Yeah, it's quite surprising. I'd set up a SoundCloud page and a Bandcamp page, and they were pretty reasonable. Alcohol rock for both of them.
No.
But there's not many alcoholics. There's always a few, but there's not one of them bands that really... I didn't have to do Alcohol UK, Alcohol Mansfield. Yeah, I was quite impressed.
Yeah, I'm extremely surprised at how few bands have ended up being called Alcohol.
Yeah, weird, isn't it?
Yeah, but hey.
There you go.
That's good. Yeah, I didn't do a lot. I went out last Wednesday night in Nottingham, Tony. I went to some pubs I haven't been to before and some I have been to before.
Which one did you go to that you hadn't been to?
Oh, that's a good question.
There you go.
I went to the Curious Tavern.
I'm curious.
Which apparently isn't as good as the Curious Manor, which is around the corner from it. The Curious Manor, I think, is right, proper curious. The Curious Tavern has just got a big glass hole in the middle of it, and you can look down and go, woo! Right. And if you're as drunk as I was, you can stand on top of it saying, look at me, I'm dancing like Jesus. We didn't stay there very long. I had a feeling I was getting some funny looks. Met a girl while we were out who was of Greek Orthodox vintage, Tony. I don't know how much you know about the Greek Orthodox Church.
Not a lot.
I'm a lot less impressed after talking to her than I was before. She said she was well rid of it, and with good reason. I'm not going to go into detail, but you want to check yourselves, Greek Orthodox types.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that worth a Google?
Well, it might be. They go into that sort of that arranged marriage business and stuff.
Oh, right.
Not as arranged as other cultures, but still like a little bit forcibly, like you're going to marry him sort of thing.
Mm.
Yeah. She didn't like it, and neither did I when I heard about it.
No, that's all strange.
And now the poor girl's living in Sutton in Ashfield.
Oh, Christ.
By being punished for the same thing twice.
It really is.
It really is. She did laugh when I said, I've been to the Diamond.
Yes.
Someone else had said, oh yeah, what's the Diamond like? I went, oh, it's a swanky upmarket type place. Extremely salubrious.
Oh yes, the name fits.
It really does, yeah. God, it should have rough at the start, shouldn't it? All right, then. Now, look, we're gonna play another track from the Silhouettes and Statues box set that's come out on Cherry Red Records. And I made a mistake last week. I said the website was cherryredrecords.co.uk. It's not. It's cherryred.co.uk. And you can find out about Silhouettes and Statues there and some other brilliant box sets as well, one of which we may have some news about in a week or two's time.
Excellent.
As a clue.
Okay.
We featured quite a few of their box sets. Cherry Red have done a cracking job. Mostly retrospective, but they have some new releases as well. It's worth getting on their mailing list, basically.
Right.
Because a lot of good stuff come out. Anyway, the track we're going to play this week, Tony, after mentioning them last week, is Alien Sex Fiend. This is in our From the Vaults section. Not sure whether we've played this version of Dead and Buried or Dead and Reburied before. This is the one that was on Acid Bath for all you Alien Sex Fiend fans out there, which I wouldn't say is their best album. A lot of people think it is. I actually prefer their first album.
Right.
Who's Been Sleeping in My Brain, largely because it's got a classic song on it called I'm Not Mad, I'm Your Sister, which nice. I can't remember whether we played or not, but anyway, this track features on Silhouettes and Statues and is utterly fantastic. And Tony, I don't know whether you remember, but Alien Sex Fiend, friends of the show as it goes, have a rather complicated website. Have you any idea what it might be?
No.
That's as good as any. It's asf 13th, as in the numeric 13th moon.demon.co.uk. asf-13thmoon.demon.co.uk. But if you type in Alien Sex Fiend to Google and you haven't done any relative searches recently, you will find them.
Excellent.
All right. This is The Majestic, Dead and Reburied.
Now you are going to hear Rag Joke.
You're listening to DeZorro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Alien Sex Fiend, Dead and Reburied. 6 minutes of your life worth spending, I would say.
Excellent.
Yeah, I did one other thing last week, Tony. I forgot, last Thursday, I went out for lunch, and I went to a place. I thought, I'll go somewhere that I haven't been before in Nottingham. Got off at Lakes Market tram stop, and just around the corner from there was a little place that looked really cute and studenty and bistro-y and cool and all that, called Sexy Mama Loves Spaghetti.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was all written in rough and sat down. I thought, oh, this is going to be rustic and won't hurt the pocket too much. Big mistake, total rip-off.
Ooh.
Not happy about it.
That's the Lace Market though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? It was nice. I had scallops, Tony. I had scallops linguine. And it was about £14, and I thought it was a lunchtime special.
Right.
Bit outrageous.
The Bonsai restaurant's nice in Lace Market.
The Bonsai restaurant, what, do you get small trees?
Yeah. If all the trees you can eat. The lunch menu's pretty good. There's like, we get three courses, Japanese restaurant. Reasonable. It's Stoney Street, the one that goes straight through. I can't remember. Yeah. No, not Stoney Street. The one that goes through the middle
George Street.
Yeah, the one over George Street goes off one way, and there's another street that goes through the main drag.
Broad Street. Is it?
No, the main one. You've got George Street and then Broad Street are parallel. The one that joins them.
Oh, that one. All right.
The main one. It's on there anyway.
It's on there anyway.
Yeah,
all right.
It's quite nice.
All right. Well, maybe I'll try that one, Tony. Now it comes recommended by you, because Sexy Mama Loves Spaghetti does not come recommended by me. We had a rather surly Italian waiter as well, who thought he was too cool for school.
Oh dear.
Yeah. I'm glad I voted leave. Right.
Excellent.
Get chips around the corner for 90p. Yeah. Right, so, have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you do have a gig for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much you watch them playing, or gigs received with thanks. We've got a couple this week, both on previous emails. So Sussex Saint emailed a couple of weeks ago about a gig, and there was another one, which is this Friday. It's the 30th of June, and it's Concord 2 in Brighton, and Sham 69 are playing.
Oh, brilliant.
So, if you're in Brighton and you do want to see them, do go. £25 ticket. Who knows? The map may be sold out, may not be. Do check it out if you have time. That's this Friday the 30th.
That's a lot, isn't it? That's nearly as much as Sexy Mama Loves Spaghetti.
Really, Brighton are the prices.
But they are a fantastic band. Yeah. Fantastic live. Is this with Jimmy Percy? I didn't know if they're another lead singer.
Who knows? And Iron Mike got in touch.
Hello, Iron Mike.
He gave me a couple of gigs they've got coming up in the next couple of weeks. So this is Crash Induction. Sunday the 2nd of July, they're at MK11 Kiln Farm, obviously Milton Keynes. It's the Summer of Punk. They're playing with Vice Squad, Knock Off, Johnny and the Mental Breakdowns, Spring Park, Hazard and Hillwood. Doors 4 p.m. tickets £10. Do go support Iron Mike and Crash Induction.
And hello to Vice Squad, who are friends of the show as well.
Exactly. And that sounds great anyway. It is going to be the... it's that season, isn't it? It's the old summer outdoor gigs are starting up. So
oh,
good.
Yeah. Did you see... I watched a bit of that there, Glastonbury, Tony.
I watched a little bit.
Oh, dear.
I'm catching up.
I saw a bit of Radiohead.
Oh, God, no, I didn't see that.
Good
Why
Lord.
Why did you do that?
Why on earth would anybody let them on a stage?
They were headlining.
Absolutely dreadful. It was like, you navel gazing foppish wank pots.
I didn't bother watching that. I did a swear there, didn't I?
I'm sorry.
You did. No, yeah, I saw a little bit
justified.
Of Liam Gallagher.
No, did you? Yeah, I didn't see that.
That was disappointing. It was like a bad Oasis tribute band.
Yeah, I saw Chic. Chic made the mistake of being brilliant, but doing that thing that Americans do where they start reeling off their CV to you to let you know how brilliant they are. God. Yeah, we can tell how brilliant you are. We can hear the music.
We saw the Jacksons as well.
Oh, God, I saw that as well. That was awful.
Awful.
I saw a bit of Foo Fighters. That looked good.
Okay.
That looked good, but I do like Foo Fighters anyway. But
I even watched a little bit of Ed Sheeran, and that was...
Oh, God, no.
That was not good. The headlining, you think, oh, no. So, no, I'm going to go through the iPlayer and see, but it all seems a bit dire. I don't know if it's just I'm getting old or if it's all just dire now. I don't know.
Yeah, well, next weekend is the Psychobilly meeting, which I've enjoyed so often. But unfortunately, I can't go this year. And that just looks absolutely terrific.
The Living End are playing, aren't they?
Yeah, if I thought, yeah, but that there's a lot of other good bands. It's the 25th anniversary, I think. It just looks superb. Really, really superb. And if I'd thought about it, I'd have done it as Paulie V picks a gig in the world. Yeah, but I didn't, so I can't.
That'd be
that one. Anyway, so that's it, yeah?
That's it for gigs, yeah.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. Woohoo! Two songs in a row now. Okay. Stay tuned for Suicide Generation, but first up, another band we've never played before from Boston, Massachusetts, Tony. A band called Energy. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Energy B.O.?
Energy B.O.?
Boston?
Yeah, like, no. Facebook.com/ The Band Energy. We're calling this melodic punk, Tone.
All right.
So what's that? That's Paulie B Internet 4, Tony 2, isn't it?
Sounds about right,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think that is right.
It is
right. Yeah, I think it is 4-2, yeah. This is A Prayer for Rain.
Jesus!
you're listening to Mullet Monster. Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Suicide Generation, a track called Nora from their latest album. Well, it's a glorified EP album. What is Suicide Generation's Bandcamp page?
Suicidegeneration.bandcamp.com.
Suicide Generation 666.bandcamp.com. That's the second 666 this week. Paulie Beans Net 5, Tony 2. Suicide Generation, Tony, got together, it would appear, just to wind people up on Tuesday nights. But people didn't get wound up. They really liked them. So they've ended up being a full-on super band.
Excellent.
All the way from London town. And cracking. And you will be hearing more from them in future weeks as well. Tony, you doing anything this week?
Don't think so. I've got band practice on my own tomorrow night, which is just kind of Tony practice really, and then that's it really. Working. What are you up to?
I'm settling into going out midweek in Nottingham, Tony.
Is this part of a meetup thing, or are you just...
Yeah, this is a meetup thing this week.
Okay.
And this week we're going to the Lost World, Tony. Crazy Golf at the Corner House in Nottingham on Thursday night. I'm playing Crazy Golf. It's going to be amazing. There's a tiki bar. So we're going to go to the tiki bar, then we're going to do 18 holes of quality Crazy Golf, and then we're going to head out into town, and I'll let you know all about it next week.
Excellent.
And this Sunday, July the 2nd, I'm doing for, I think, the fourth year in a row, third or fourth year in a row, the Roving Comedy Night in Tring, which is brilliant when they have four comedy shows running at the same time with four different headline acts, of which I am one of them. Plus, each headline act has a couple of new acts opening for them, doing five or 10 minutes each. Then you go on and do 15 minutes, and then you move on to the next pub, and you do it four times. They basically pay me to go on a pub crawl in Tring.
Very nice.
And if you haven't been to Tring, it's rather marvellous.
Okay.
And the Roving Comedy Night is absolutely excellent. And I'm also on with Silky, Arthur Smith and Kerry Marks. We're the main four.
Oh, very nice.
And the first year that I did it, I thought, I'm a bit out of my depth here. But it turns out, it don't matter, because everyone has to go on first, everyone has to go on last somewhere, and everyone goes on second, everyone goes on third. So everyone goes on, and you always get a decent warm-up, because you get the two acts before you on. So, and it's just brilliant, it's just great fun. I really, really enjoy it, hence being asked back, I suppose. Better not make a mess of it this year.
Where is Tring?
Tring is it's a frontier town, Tony. Mm-hmm. The frontier of Hearts and Bucks.
Oh, okay.
Not far. It's in Hearts, just. But it's near Aylesbury, which is in Bucks.
Okay.
Yeah. So now you know. And there is a famous thing there, and I've forgotten what it is.
Right.
Not the first time I would have forgotten something important. But anyway, that's this Sunday. If you're in the Tring area and you fancy going, the four pubs all have tickets on sale, but they do normally sell out in advance. It's right. Brilliant, Tony. It's absolutely brilliant.
Okay, cool.
So that's it. Shall I tell you a lovely little story now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe Carley and the Old Dry Skulls, Tony, who I'm naming as London Junkyard Punk, or London Punkyard Junk, if you like. They are multi-genre, non-specific, absolutely great. And we played a track by them maybe 2 years ago, I think, and got an email from them saying, look, hey, don't know whether you remember, but you played us on the show a couple of years ago, and we're really, really pleased you did. And we've got this new album out, and we wondered if you'd like to play something from it. One track in particular we think will be suitable for Punky. They saved me a lot of work there. And I went, all right, so I'm just playing that. So I haven't listened to the rest of the album yet, but if this track's anything to go by, it's brilliant, Tony.
Excellent.
What is Joe Carley and the Old Dry Skulls website?
Joe Carley and the Old Dry Skulls.com.
OldDryskulls.com. Paulie Beans Net 6, Tony 2. This is Into the Fire.
funeral pyre. My heart is heavy, the air is still. I was not counting on a thrill. I'm not from here, I'll give you that. I'll take the road when I take my hat. Tucked in my coat is a bottle of gin. I can't excuse the state I'm in. Machine's a devil, it's greed the same. It turns out grief ignores the pain. Pine of despair and no who please. A little more and all I see. It builds a coffin, it digs a grave. It sets the rules for all to say. We're weak, voice that woman sang while she waited to be hanged. A color white, a color black. Choose your side for attack. I throw you all into the fire. The bones ain't feet of you are a pie. I throw you all into the fire.
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
What a great song that is. What a great band they are. What lovely people. Thank you, Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Indeed. Tony. Have you got a twat?
No.
Knickers.
It's funny, isn't it? You thought they would do. Yes. But no, this week. If you do have a twat for me, don't forget to email me. Tony@punkyvau.com. I want to know the twat's name. Where are they from? And the reason it is that simple. All twats proceed with thanks. So just email me now. So in lieu of twat, I will have to just spin off a few things that I remember. So don't forget to review us at iTunes. We haven't had a new iTunes reviews in a few good weeks, so months. Do reviews if you haven't already. Go to punkyradio.com. There's an iTunes link on there. Click that, you will be whisked away to the iTunes Music Store where you can review us. You need to log in, but all costs you nothing. And when you review us, 5 stars only, obviously. And we will read out your review. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review and I'll read it on the show.
Now, Tony, I did wonder how far you're going to go with that there, because you went with weeks, then months. I thought he was going to say years. And I then what's going to be decades, then eons.
Yeah.
Blimey, eons. We haven't had an iTunes review in eons.
It's good. Well, a lot of podcasts don't get a lot of reviews, so we get 2 or 3 a year generally.
I don't hear many people mention iTunes anymore.
No, I don't even know what the Android equivalent is. I think there are several on the Android, on the old Android there. I think so. I don't think there is. Like with the iPhone, there was a podcast app and it's installed by default. With Android, I don't think there is. I think you have to install something to get them. So it's all extra work. So I don't know.
I don't like extra work, Tony.
No one likes extra work.
No.
Least of all me.
but the iTunes Store, it seems to be one of the places that it's got a chart, and people with iPhones do go on there, and it's all mixed in with the music buying. So I think it is still, it's a good chart to be on, and the higher we can get up it, the better.
It
costs us nothing, it makes us nothing, but it does improve people listening to the show, which is what we want. So do reviews. That's what I'm saying, basically, is reviews.
Yes. And also, send us your twats. We like them.
Yes.
Right, Tom. Last track this week. Okay. A band we've never played before. And all the way from Sweden, Tony. Oh, nice. Swedish punk and roll in the shape of a band called Rottenson. Now, I think I've got the pronunciation right there, Rottenson, because it's rot, it's R-A, and the A's got that little funny little circle above it, which in Norwegian makes it an or. So I should think in Swedish it makes an or as well, so it's Rottenson.
Okay.
Rottenson. I'm going to practice saying it, Rottenson. And also, Tony, I did misspell this in the notes. It's not Teenage Barbarian.
Ah, right.
Right. It's Teenage Barbarian. That's what we're about to hear. But first up, Tony, what is Rottenson's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Rottenson.
It is, basically. It's facebook.com/Rattenson, because you can't get the A with the circle over it on Facebook. Rattenson. Rottenson, and I'm loving this. This was a single, came out in 2015. We've only just got it right now as part of the latest album that's out. Enjoy this. Enjoy it a lot. This is Teenage Barbarian. That's about the size of it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music we've played, and I hope you have maybe had the chance to listen to us on one of the online stations that carry the show, which are?
We're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, that's P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, and we're on Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew, that's A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
And no news on a third pub in Northamptonshire yet, Tony, but perhaps you could say hello once more to the two that currently play us out live against their better judgment.
Hello, Duke's Arms. Hello, the Lilacs.
And say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, poo, not poo.
But you can't.